Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the De'Longhi S.p.A. first quarter 2013 results presentation. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fabio De'Longhi, Chief Executive Officer of De'Longhi. Please go ahead, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, and welcome to De'Longhi S.p.A. first quarterly report. We have released numbers a few hours ago. A few comments before discussing and presenting you the numbers. All in all, De'Longhi is still very focused, and the main focus for De'Longhi is still to grow. We are committed to long-term growth, and particularly, our main goals are to exploit the long-term growth potential in coffee makers, food preparation, and also now, particularly, of the Braun brand. Also, our goals are to continue to deliver growth in the more mature markets, thanks to the good product mix that the group has and a good product portfolio that the group manages today. Also focusing in accelerating growth in the emerging markets, where the group has invested time and resources over the years to build up new sales organization and structures. Alongside with growth, the group is still very committed to growth and profitability. We are interested in profitable growth, and this is a goal for the long term, but was probably even more important this year. We had anticipated the need of protecting profitability to improve mix and price to protect our gross margin, as we expect to have a tougher comparison also with last year and in term of gross margin profitability, as we have progressively improved prices also in 2012, but it was necessary to continue in this direction. A very important step forward has been taken in the first quarter this year. Now we are well-positioned in term of product and mix, and we have nicely protected our profitability to set the pace for long-term profitable growth for the group. In addition, the margins are such that we will have enough resources, thanks to pricing and thanks to mix, to invest part of the margin, if necessary, in the regions where the group has is determined to grow its position, like in emerging markets or in the segments where the group intends to establish further its leadership or to grow its position. We also have a strong focus in cash generation, and we want to continue in demonstrate ability to control working capital. This is for sure in the long term, and I think also the numbers for the quarter are very much aligned with the goals that we have set. Another step, another important point for the group long term is integration of Braun. We have anticipated that sales were a little bit lower than was possibly expected. In the end, sales for Braun in the first quarter were approximately 25 million euro, probably a little bit better than was anticipated a few weeks ago. but still slightly below the potential. But we see a positive trend. It was not a pure acquisition, it was an asset deal, and sales now are in the hands of our sales organization. This is something that takes generally more time than a pure acquisition, but we have seen nice improvements from the beginning in February and now in March, and also continuing in April. Also on Braun, we are still working in the organization to improve the organization, but we see no major obstacle, and we can say that the integration has been successfully complete in terms of organization and also in terms of supply chain and information technology, which were very important. Having said that, I would go straight to presenting the numbers, and in summary, revenues, net revenues were up approximately 1% at 320 million. The margin, industrial margin improved from 47% to 50%, and the gross margin increased approximately 11 million to 160 million. As a consequence, EBITDA improved versus one year ago. EBITDA margin up from 13.5 to slightly less than 14%, reaching 44 million euros. EBIT with a slight improvement, but after I'll say only EBIT margin in line with the year before, in absolute value at 34 million, up 500,000 euro versus 1 year ago, but after a very strong amortization, and particularly we have a program to accelerate amortization of all the Braun assets, and also we are now starting amortizing the new plants in China and in Romania. In terms of financials, we have higher financial charges. I remind that last year we enjoyed a positive impact of exchange rates, profits on exchange rates for approximately 3.5 million euro, and while this year we had a negative impact of exchange rates for 1.5 million euro. As a consequence, after taxes, net result for the year is down 16% or approximately 4 million euros. In terms of top line, the numbers are unusual for De'Longhi. We have constantly delivered growth over the last years. But probably the numbers are a little bit better after going deep in details. At constant exchange rate, the growth would be at 2.3%. And at constant perimeter and constant exchange rates, the decline would be at 18 million. 18 million also is pretty higher than was expected at the beginning from consensus, but has been very heavily impacted by seasonal goods. Approximately 10 to 11 million was the decline in comfort, which is unusual and very high, the decline in percentage in comfort has been at 30% approximately. So very strong and unexpected also on our side, the decline. But let's say the rest of the business was down, but at approximately 8 million, which is a decline of 2.5%, which was anticipated before. I think that we should mention that coffee has been a little bit weak in the quarter, and particularly was weak because we had a very tough comparison with 1 year ago when we were on the back of the very successful launch of Lattissima, and we were refilling the pipeline after a very strong Christmas, and this is impacted very much sales for the quarter and the comparison with 1 year ago. Also, Nespresso was not as buoyant as before, and we have reduced the activity on the promotional prices for fully automatic and also other machines, because our goal was protect the profitability and improve mix. So we cannot be very happy with the growth, but in the end we think that deep in details the number is more reasonable, and is we don't think there is any change, a structural change in our opportunities for growth. We still see a strong potential for coffee makers and also food preparation, which on the contrary performed quite well in the quarter. By geography, Italy was a little bit tough, Great Britain was tough, France was tough as well, but Germany and Benelux and other European markets were very positive. And in the end, despite the crisis across all Western Europe, we could post still growth in Western Europe, which probably is better than our original expectations. A little bit of weakness in Russia for us, a very good performance in Middle East after the organizational changes with the new structures in Dubai, and weakness in North America and Japan, a little bit in Australia. Particularly, these markets were very much impacted by comfort. In some cases, also was a strategic decision to exit low-end products and unprofitable and reduce exposure to unprofitable customers. The ratio between the mature markets and emerging markets is fairly in line with the ratios we had in the first quarter last year. By product, I would mention good performance of Kenwood and food preparation, good contribution coming from all the kitchen robots. And for the first time, negative contribution for coffee, mainly driven by Nespresso, both Lattissima and also outsourced products. For the first time, total coffee was negative in the quarter. And as mentioned before, very weak, I say, end of the season for heating, but this is not signalatic at all for the remainder of the year. As we say, it was the end of last season, and so we cannot take this as any indication for the season incoming in September. For comfort, also to be mentioned, probably a weakness in mobile, mainly due to a strategic decision to exit unprofitable customers and the low-end products. I would mention that the margin improvement was driven by mix, mainly by mix and some price increase. Sometime We use mix to hide the price increase in the strategy, and that's why probably the effect of mix is higher than the pure price increase. But overall, we were able to deliver and improve the gross margin according to our plans. It's worth to mention then the performance of in terms of working capital. And working capital, we have completed the acquisition of the Braun, say, working capital inventory from P&G. But despite this, working capital has increased only 14 million. I would mention that we are not fully paid the inventories from PG. There is still a part to be paid, approximately 15 million over the next in the next quarter. Although the working capital is under control, is in line with our expectations. Probably the best results are coming from net financial position. In the net financial position, we closed the quarter with net financial position negative for 81 million. We have reduced factoring and securitization for approximately 10 million. Had we used factoring securities in line with the first quarter 2012, the position would be better and would be at 71 million approximately. Considering the investments in the last 12 months, the payment of Braun, the acquisition of Braun, of the acquisition of the increased working capital because of Braun, plus all the extraordinary investment for the new factory, the new building in Romania, and the renovation of China, there was a very strong cash generation. And excluding the earn-out of Braun, which is at approximately 65 million, the net debt, the bank debt would be at around 13%, and deducting the limited use of securities and factoring, it probably would be around 3 million, so fairly zeroed. So again, strong cash generation, which is indicating that the potential of the company to continue to deliver cash generation over the next years. As a conclusion, we think that the first quarter has been an important step forward. It is a good base in order to maintain the goals for the year, which still are to improve profitability and growth and to grow revenues on the like-for-like. At the like-for-like perimeter in the low single digit, but adding all the incremental revenues deriving from the Braun acquisition, the acquisition of the Braun household business. I have nothing to add, and I would leave the session open for Q&A.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Mr. Stefano Cornegiani of Intermonte SIM. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon to everybody. I have still two questions, which was not anticipated during the call. The first one is about the Braun inventory. You mentioned that a further buyback of finished products was done in the second quarter, and another, if I got correctly the number, 15 million euro are still to be paid in Q2. Could you just tell us the cash out you sustained during the first quarter of this year? Secondly, about Braun, you anticipated that around 25 million euro sales were posted in the first quarter. Just if you could give us a flavor on how this revenue split between regions. Thank you.
Okay. In terms of answer with regard to inventory, all inventory has been bought in the first quarter. So there is no more inventory that the De'Longhi will buy from P&G in the second quarter. Just in the dynamics of or working capital and as they acquiring working capital from or inventory from Braun, still about 15 million euro are still to be paid to P&G over the next in the next quarter. The second question was with regards to the geography of Braun. We don't disclose details on sales by country for Braun, but just to give you a flavor, approximately, let's say, 35% to 40% of the sales are in West and South Europe. About 30% are in North and East Europe, and then the remainder is between the Middle East and Asia Pacific.
Sorry to go back to my first question. I understood you're going to pay another 15 million euro to Braun, to P&G, for the inventory, which is already accrued in your balance sheet as of the end of the first quarter. The total amount which is factored into your inventory at the end of the first quarter is about 45 million euro. 30 booked in Q4 and another 15 in Q1, and then you're going to pay later this amount. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's difficult to reconcile exactly in the numbers for the quarter. The only thing we can say is that in the normal say working capital dynamics, also, you either say buy parts or finished goods, you keep in inventory and then you sell, and then you buy new. And so now, I would say is the only thing is that in the process of working capital, there are outstanding debt at 31st of March to P&G that will be paid over the next periods.
Thank you.
For approximately 15 million.
Okay.
But now is in the nature of working capital. But also in the meanwhile, we will get paid by our customers, so we will increase our cash flows, decreasing the credits that we have with customers.
Thank you.
The next question is from Giorgio Iannella of Kepler Cheuvreux. Please go ahead, sir. Mr. Iannella, your line is open, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm sorry. Three questions. The first one concerns your growth drivers. If you could please break down for us the De'Longhi ex Braun growth at constant currencies, which is, if I got correct, to the tune of 2%, between price, mix, and volumes. This is the first question. The second one is about Braun. Could you please confirm that this kind of sales performance in Q1 is on track with the target you more or less indicated in the range of 165-170 million for the full year? And then the third question is about your production setup and about your wage cost evolution. I was wondering which is the wage inflation you are facing in China currently, and what do you expect in terms of the percentage of your total capacity you have at the end of this year in the new Romanian plant. Thank you.
Okay. The growth. The growth. The growth drivers for De'Longhi demo products, excluding brown, are still the same. The major drivers would be still coffee makers, fully automatic coffee makers, and also Nespresso, Dolce Gusto, and the food preparation, particularly with the stand mixers for Campbell. In the first quarter, we had negative growth at in the old perimeter. The decline, as said, has been at around 22 millions. 4 millions were exchange rates. Of the 18 millions, as mentioned before, approximately 11 million were comfort, and the remainder, 7 to 8 million, were non-seasonal products. Where for the first time, as I mentioned, we had a decline in coffee, but again, we still believe that coffee would be probably the strongest driver for De'Longhi over the next years in terms of growth.
Yes, I'm sorry. Very quickly, I was just wondering which is the overall price effect, mix effect, and volume effect out of this.
Volume effect, we had negative volumes for excluding Braun. We had negative volumes in the quarter, and we had a very strong mix effect. If you compare code by code and product by product, you will note probably a stronger effect of mix. But I warn that today the commercial policies are such that to just pass a pure price increase sometimes is very difficult, and our commercial teams use very much the mix tool to pass on price increase. So it's very difficult to really separate the effect of the two, because the teams tend to use them together when they have to pass on price increases.
Okay.
The second point was about Braun. The most critical thing was that we are not taking on sales organization from Braun. So our teams had to start selling Braun. But selling Braun after the transition in terms of inventory was completed. So probably this has caused maybe a slow start in January, which was expected. We are picking up sales progressively, and now we are fairly pleased with the results in March and in April, and we think that the results are aligned with our goals for the year. So we have already, recasted Braun sales for the year during the last conference call at around, 160, 170 million. We think now we are confident that this number should be met at year end. The third question was about the industrial setup, and we had invested very heavily over the last 18 months to reinforce our industrial platform. We believe that thanks to the new setup in China, although there are cost pressure because of wages and salaries in China, thanks to the new factory, we can offset such an increase because we have a more efficient factory, we can reduce our exposure to third-party suppliers for parts like plastic. We do more injection molding in-house. But even more importantly, we are intaking production that today are outsourced, also of, let's say, less strategic products. So we think that it's a fact that there is inflation in China in wages and salaries, although probably this sometimes is mitigated by, let's say, up and down in also in town economic short-term economic downturns in China, which sometimes have postponed an introduction of new wages and new salaries. But we believe that thanks to the new SAP, new setup, we will be able to better control inflation in China. In Romania, the factory is starting production now, production of coffee makers. We have two production lines, and this will be a very important tool for us to say reduce the average price of our coffee, average cost of our coffee makers. We will also have the role of giving us extra production capacity for the growth that we expect in the future in coffee makers. But at the time being, the utilization of that plant is still very limited. We think that progressively will grow, and we think that we will have a good utilization of the factory by the end of 2014. Progressively, we will improve the volumes in 2013, and probably we will have the positive impact of that factory will be more visible probably in 2014.
Very clear. Thank you so much.
The next question is from Mr. Andrea Bonfa of Banca Aletti. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good evening to everybody. My questions are related to the Forex exposures, in particular if there is any development on your exposure to the US dollar, if you are close the remaining 40%, if I'm correct, on the your US dollar exposure. And the second one is related to the state of the art in inflation in terms of raw material, in particular plastic, if you can give us an update. And finally, if it's possible to have the precise contribution of sales and EBITDA of Brown in the first quarter. Thank you.
Okay. About exposure, additional hedging of on the dollar, we didn't perform any additional hedging in the first quarter of 2013. So the hedged values are as before. The second question was about plastic and raw materials. We don't see any substantial change in the raw material trends. We see rather stability. And the third question about the EBITDA of Brown, we don't want to disclose, particularly in the first quarter, because we have to understand that in the first quarter we have also some extraordinary costs related to moving the inventories from P&G to De'Longhi. We had some special integration costs, which were in the end not even put in the extraordinary items because of Brown. And also we acknowledged that the volumes were a little bit below potential. What we can say is that the EBITDA target for Braun that we can achieve also based on the new recasting, new sales recast at between 160 and 170 million will be fairly below our average, but still would be a positive contribution because EBITDA is below our average. Say De'Longhi has an EBITDA which is not far from 15% today. Obviously, Braun is well below, is in the single digits. But we think that also will help to absorb some fixed costs. And I think that those sales were probably weak in the first quarter for the old perimeter, and Braun has also incremental fixed costs because we have more structures now to in our P&L. The profitability for the group has been fairly good. And this because also Braun is helping absorbing certain commercial and fixed costs for the group already. So profitability is well below, but is still helping and contributing positively already in the quarter in terms of, say, at EBITDA or EBIT level.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from Mr. Luca Bacoccoli of Banca IMI. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Just two questions from my side. The first one is on the coffee makers. If you could please quantify the decline in the first quarter of this division, and if you can share with us the amount of sales maybe lost in Australia from the entrance of the of a new competitors in the espresso business. And the second question is on the if you can provide us an update on the second quarter trend of this year, just to have an idea what is going on in April. Thank you.
Okay, yes. So first question is the decline in coffee has been approximately 7 million. Nespresso was weak, was particularly weak, so majority of the decline is due to Nespresso in different regions and in different countries. Australia has been impacted, has been, I would say, not yet impacted by the, say, the new competitor with Nespresso, because the new competitor is starting deliveries now in the month of let's say in the month of May. The decline of Australia has been related to other product lines mainly. The third question about the trend, I think that we still we confirming the growth rates for the year because we see improvement in April. And therefore, we think that we confirm that probably would be a difficult year. We think that many markets are still tough, and it is not impossible that maybe coffee would be less buoyant in the short term. We still believe that coffee would be a very, very important driver, as said before, for the long in the future years, as well as food preparation. But probably in this year we will encounter slightly more difficulty after many very buoyant years, very, very strong years. But having said so, the results overall for the group were pretty good in the month of April, with Braun continue improvement, but even more importantly, a bounce back in the old perimeter, which is a good sign for the rest of the year. Also, we are not obviously maybe just May just started, so it's too early to comment on May, but indication in May from our sales teams are pretty positive. So I think that we should continue in improving over the next months.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Domenico Ghilotti of Equita SIM. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. I have a couple of questions. The first is on the coffee makers. I would like to understand if the decline was a market trend or if you think you have lost some market share. And in this case, if you think you can recover the market share, and what are the drivers for the potential market share recovery? And the second question is related to just a clarification on the trend in Germany. You said Germany was positive. I would like to understand if it was organically positive. And third, well, you mentioned weak UK market, that is the domestic market for Kenwood. So, and you mentioned on the other side that food preparation was very strong. So let's understand, even in UK, if it is a so just a market trend or it is a market share decline.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So the first question was on coffee. We believe that the decline in coffee is mainly attributable to difference between sell-in and sell-out. From the numbers we see, the market is slightly negative in general in the mature markets, still pretty positive in emerging markets and also in Germany. And also at the same time, we don't see any decline in the De'Longhi market share in the totality. So we think also there is an inventory and a stock effect at the trade level. This is also reassuring us in the short run as well. The second question was about Germany. And Germany is let me see here. Germany was positive in sorry, okay. The Germany was positive generally. Was positive generally. It's not just because of the change of perimeter, where we had a positive start also for Kenwood.
So Germany is still outperforming on average the other European countries.
Yes. The third
was on UK.
Was on England.
Yeah.
And generally on food preparation. England was slightly was negative. Negative six with a decline of 6%. Excluding exchange rates, the decline would be at 4%. We had a 2% impact on exchange rate. Negative. We don't see any major change in market shares as well in England, so we think that we are very well positioned. And the growth for the group in food preparation is mainly outside of England.
Mm-hmm. Just a clarification or a follow-up on the coffee. You mentioned before that the main decline was in espresso, so it means that the other segments were basically stable or slightly positive, or
no, we have ups and downs. Depends by line and by segment. But in general, I would say that the segment which suffered most mm-hmm. was the espresso.
So even fully automatic were almost stable or slightly up or down.
No, fully automatic was slightly negative. slightly negative. We were stronger on Dolce Gusto, but I would say that the majority, as said before, or most of the decline is attributable to Nespresso.
And on the April and early May trends, have you seen particular markets recovering faster than others?
No, unfortunately, we suffered on the old perimeter in January, February, and March. April was positive with the old perimeter, which is a good sign, encouraging sign for also the remainder of the year. May is too early to judge, but we have a positive indication that we could continue to post growth also in May. But it's a little bit early to say, but to give you a flavor, say the indication from April are positive.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is a follow-up from Andrea Bonfa of Banca Eletti. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi again. I just want to I would like to have some updates on the introduction of Kenvo in US, if it's possible to have an idea of what's the state of the art and what are your expectations. Thank you.
In the US, we have done many activities, in particularly with a limited number of customers, but it's too early to judge. I think that we will get probably a better feedback on the performance of Kenwood in the second half of the year. I would remind that there's still a strong seasonality on food preparation and in kitchen. So we really expect the results to be drawn in, say, from September on.
Okay.
The next question is from Mr. Flavio Cereda of Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. Just one question, please. It's to do with your financial expenses, please. Said 8.4 million, you said 1.5 due to FX, fair enough. So that leaves about 7 million. What else? Can you break the 7 million up in any way, please? Are there any other one-offs that we should be aware of in the remaining 7 million? Thank you.
The bank charges were 2 million, 2.1. Costs related to securitization and factoring, 1.3, for a total of 3.4 for these two charges, loss on exchange rates and costs related to hedging for 1.5 million, financial discounts for 3 million, other charges, financial charges for 0.3, for a total of between the discounts and this charge for 3.4. As the total would be 8.4.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Mr. De Lunghi, there are no questions registered at this time, sir.
Okay. Thank you. So thank you for attending the De Lunghi SPA conference call.